Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
The final Prophet of Allah, the peace of our heart and mind, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, Whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 blessings upon him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Monday Channel, welcome to our beautiful series called Misunderstandings. This is a new series of Monday Channel, and in this series, inshallah, we will be covering the importance of understanding between people. We will also find what are the causes of misunderstandings and what are the solutions. Because, my dear viewers of Money Channel, misunderstandings lead to major problems. If there's misunderstanding between a husband and a wife, it is not limited to them, but it can extend to their families and their children, and it can cause future problems for their generations. For example, I know one person, His parents had a divorce, and because his father figure wasn't there, he ended up getting into drugs and bad friends and whatnot. So it has an impact for the rest of his life, and he became jobless and he didn't have a job and he's looking for a job, and so many problems arrive. Why? Just because of a misunderstanding between the father and the mother. Likewise, a misunderstanding may occur between the father and the son, and that can cause huge impact on other siblings and on the mother, because there is no understanding between the family. So as a family, we need to be strong, and a strong family, a healthy family, will lead to a healthy nation and a healthy society. So in this series, inshallah, we will be covering misunderstandings. We will cover what are the solutions to these misunderstandings. Alhamdulillah, I have our guest Abdul Hanan Bhai with me today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Abdul Hanan?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli
hal. We're going to be discussing misunderstandings. And could you please shed some light? You know, why is it necessary to understand another person? And also, if there is a misunderstanding, where is that actually coming from? Because, you know, we hear this saying that prevention is better than cure. If you manage to prevent something, it's better than later curing it, because when you cure it, it's still cause some damage. So please shed some light on this. What are the causes of misunderstandings?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mahad Bhai, mashallah, a very interesting topic, alhamdulillah, about misunderstandings. And just for the viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we will have many episodes of this misunderstandings. And alhamdulillah, through this, we'll able to develop a mindset of avoiding getting involved in misunderstandings, mm-hmm. and then, you know, avoiding any loss or any harm to ourselves, our surroundings, our families.
So you're saying misunderstandings cause harm and have consequences?
Definitely. So inshallah, through this silsila, our audience will able to learn that, you could also reflect upon yourself, mm-hmm. that this is something which I misunderstood. Oh, I misunderstood here. And inshallah, mm-hmm. throughout this silsila, you will able to pick up these points, inshallah. And throughout these episodes, inshallah, you will able to learn this. Mm-hmm. Starting from misunderstanding. Misunderstandings, you can say that if you go back in time, mm-hmm. If you find that many things happened in history, and if you look to the root cause of it, it could have been that the root cause was just a misunderstanding.
Allah.
You know, wars have been taken place because of misunderstandings. Mm. You know, families have been broken. Oh, many things happen in history, in events, which all was down to a little point.
Mm.
And Mahad Bhai, I want to start off explaining regarding the things which first of all cause misunderstandings. And then how it will, we need to also be aware of this, because this is important. If you're not aware of the things which are going to cause misunderstandings, how are you going to avoid yourself from it?
Mm.
How are you going to avoid yourself falling into the category of not understanding people and having this misunderstanding and falling into dispute and all sorts.
Okay, so before we dive into, you know, the causes, why do we need to understand this topic? Why do we need to understand the importance of understanding each other? So that, you know, we develop a reason to watch this series.
Mahatma, it's important because your life depends on understanding people. Hmm. Because you're not someone who's living on his own. You're not someone who's living in a cave or who has no surroundings around him, right? No matter who you are, where you will always have people around you.
Hmm.
You'll have people around you, whether it's your own family members, whether it's your friends, whether it's work colleagues, students, whatever, you will have a surrounding of people.
Hmm.
So to know about and to understand each other, this is why it's important that we understand each other so we don't fall into dispute, we don't fall into arguments, we don't fall into fights, we don't fall into other things happening in our lives.
Mm.
And it's all due to, a lot of the times, it's due to misunderstandings. Little things, someone else has said something, you're taking it in the wrong way.
Mm.
Or someone was supposed to say in a certain way, but because of the way he said it, you might be thinking, oh, that was offensive.
Mm.
Or because not understanding, knowing how a person speaks or his way of andaz. You know, not everyone speaks gently.
Mm.
Some people can speak in a heavy tone.
Yeah.
Some people can speak in a such a way that the other person might be thinking, this guy is rude.
Mm.
But it's not actually rude. It's actually his nature. The way he is or the way he would speak.
Mm.
So having this understanding is important. So without understanding people, you know, you can't live a life. Otherwise, you can't live a life. You'll be unless you're on your own somewhere, right? And then you'll be fighting with your ego as well because there'll be misunderstandings within yourselves, right? So understanding is important, and we should learn to understand, inshallah.
Inshallah. What are some of the causes of misunderstanding?
Causes of misunderstanding, you can put them in different categories, or some people can say three, some people can say, yeah, there are many causes of misunderstanding. One of, as being in Islam, we know that where misunderstandings started from, and it came from shaitan.
Mm.
So this shaitan, Iblis, is the main cause of a misunderstanding, because that is his job, that is his duty.
Mm.
Inshallah, we'll explain more into this. The second thing is your desires.
Okay.
You know what one desires causes a misunderstanding as well. Because he wants it his way.
Mm.
Right? He's not looking at the others. He's not looking at the people around you. He wants it everything his way because that's why he desires.
Mm.
So this can cause misunderstanding. And the third is the people around you can cause a huge amount of misunderstanding. Wrong company, wrong society. You know, the people...
What do you mean by wrong?
Those people were always going to advise you in this way. Look, oh, he said something about you.
Mm.
Or he said, you know, this is wrong company. Wrong company in the sense that those people who do not have the understanding of deen, those people who are always looking at to go towards evil, towards wrong, towards bad actions, or are involved in general wrong stuff.
Mm.
You know, like drugs, crimes, gambling, whatever. If you look at, so when people are involved in this, that is meant by wrong company.
Mm.
And then wrong company, if someone is in that sort of company, what sort of advice will you get?
Mm.
You will always get the wrong advice.
Mm.
You will always get the wrong mindset given to you, right?
Okay.
Because it's the way that society is. So your surroundings, this your wrong company, wrong advice, your surroundings around you, these again things of which will cause a huge amount of misunderstanding in your life. So it's important to understand each and every, inshallah, we'll cover each and every part of this about these things which will lead to misunderstanding, inshallah. Mm.
So you mentioned the first cause being the shaitan. How does shaitan cause a misunderstanding? How does he play with our minds, and how does he whisper in our minds to cause, you know, bad feelings or even misunderstandings between people?
For those who have read about the story of Shaitan or heard about the story of Shaitan, how Shaitan, what he was the leader of the angels.
Mm-hmm.
And when his ego kicked in, when he thought he was better than when Adam alayhi salam was created, he thought himself better than him.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, what happened? He went into this state.
So was this a misunderstanding as well? And I am better than him.
Definitely it's a misunderstanding. You know, if someone starts to believe this, that I am better than him, this is a huge misunderstanding.
Mm.
Because for someone to claim himself better than him, right, it's wrong in the first place, right? So if you're going to claim yourself, I'm better than him, you don't probably know about that person. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is, you might be thinking you're better because your speech, your looks, your clothing, your wealth, whatever you're thinking, the reason you think you're better than him. Mm-hmm. But are you better than him in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. right? So this is something which is important, right? So someone might be thinking, I am better, mm-hmm. but in actual fact is not. Mm-hmm. Because the mercy of Allah is showering upon who? We don't know, right? It could be that the poor person is more the one who is better in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? It could be that the person who doesn't have anything, any physical means, any strength, or you know, he's weak, he looks weak and he has no wealth, or someone who's on his own, he doesn't have big family, or doesn't, he could be someone who's great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the true fadila, the true virtue is with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds as great.
Definitely.
Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Inna akramakum indallahi yatqakum. So subhanallah, this is, I think we would call this a misunderstanding as well. He's thinking that I'm better than him. Mm. And this is a misunderstanding within himself, or What's the case over here?
Again, with this type of misunderstanding, it's normally the ego, isn't it? So this is something which we'll go talk about after we talked about shaitan.
So they play together.
They play together. What made shaitan go into this state? It was his ego, right? So for us, shaitan is the one who's making us have this mindset of misunderstanding, or making us go through misunderstanding and lose our ways or go into the wrong way. But what made shaitan go into this? It was his nafs. It was his ego, right? He desired, look, oh no, I am made out of fire. And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he's made from clay. So how can he be better than me? Right? So this was his misunderstanding. And basically led him what? It led him from the being the leader of the angels to someone who was cursed.
Allah.
Right? Someone who was cursed, and all that status, all that maqam he had, he lost it all.
All gone.
Right? So he was left as nothing. And he was left to be cursed, and he was left until the day of judgment, this will be his state. Now because he's gone into this state, he took a promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That I will misguide. I will misguide the whole of mankind till the end. And he took this promise and he took permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to misguide the people till the end of it. And this is his duty, and that's what he's doing. So a lot of misunderstanding is coming from the devil, it's coming from shaitan. It's this constant whispers of shaitan which are going.
When shaitan, for example, if he's wanting to cause a misunderstanding within us and he whispers, how do we understand that is the shaitan?
Sometimes it becomes hard, but knowledge. If you are from the people of knowledge, or you are a scholar.
What do you mean by knowledge?
Knowledge is the knowledge of deen, the understanding of deen. Because the understanding of deen will able to make you recognize shaitan. He will able to make you recognize Iblis and his tricks and his ways. And if you were to be someone who studied these things, you know, the scholars of deen, they will always recognize matters like this. They will always recognize when shaitan is trying to trick us.
You know, we were Mufti Qasim of Dawati Islami. The other day, and he mentioned that one alim is heavier for the shaitan than 1,000 abid.
Allah.
One scholar is stronger against the shaitan in comparison to 1,000 worshippers. And the reason for that was knowledge, because they're able to identify it.
And definitely, knowledge is, inshallah, those who study knowledge, those who are amongst the scholars, they will have a lot of understandings. They won't, they'll be saved from a lot of misunderstandings. Why? Because our deen is teaching us always good. Our deen is always trying to make us turn towards goodness, to make us turn towards perfection. This is what the deen is bringing us towards. And the knowledge of the deen, it will give you understanding what is right and what is wrong. There are some things, Mahad Bhai, which are naturally understood. This is wrong, this is wrong. So everyone knows murder is wrong. To take someone's life is wrong. Right? But there are those things which we are unaware of, they are wrong. For example, one is sometimes thinking that I am doing right. Right? But in actual fact, he needs to have knowledge to understand whether he is doing right or wrong. Right? Sometimes it could be with what you speak. Sometimes it could be with your actions. Sometimes it could be in the fact that your amal, how you would carry out them actions as well. right? So number of places you, shaitan is there try to misguide you. And if you have knowledge, you will know I'm doing this right. For example, riya, ostentation, showing off, right? When is showing off? When is riya involved? Right? A person might be thinking I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah. But in actual fact, there are aspects of riya, there are aspects of ostentation in within him that he's not sincere in this matter. He's actually doing it, maybe can gain some benefit from others. You know, sometimes it looks like we're doing something very good. Right? It looks like, oh, this is a good, great action. Not realizing that how it can lead to destruction. Right? Or sometimes, you know, shaitan makes us feel that that thing is sweet. That thing is good. Oh, this is so good. And you might be feeling proud of it. But it could be the means of destruction.
It is mentioned in the Quran as well, repeatedly, that the mafhum, the understanding of which is that shaitan causes you know, the person's bad actions to appear as good to them. He adorns them. He makes them appear good in front of them. And that's exactly, you know, it's a sweet. But look at the damage a sweet has caused.
So you can say a main aspect of misunderstanding comes from shaitan. Then obviously with your ego, your desires, one person is desiring something. And because of his desires, he's so strong towards his desires, he's not ready to listen to anyone else. He's not ready to accept anyone else. And you know, many things, I'll just give you an example. What our topic is going to be related to is, it's the misunderstanding within the family. This is where we are starting off from, right? So, you know, the son, his desires are to become, you know, get a degree, get a good job, get a nice car, nice house. And he's not understanding his parents, right? He's not understanding the advice of his parents. He wants to get rich quick, you know, like some people. And they go into such actions which are wrong. The Sharia doesn't allow them. Or we try to cut corners, or you go against those things which are against the Sharia. So, and the father's advice now, or the mother's advice, is not going to affect that child. It's going to cause a huge amount of misunderstanding. Why? Because what his desires are.
His desires.
Right? He desires to have...
Where do these desires come from?
The desires are... You can say they are put... At times they are put from the shaitan into our hearts. And then also your nafs-e ammara is something which is with us. Right? And it will always desire us to do... bad, or always desires us to go into.
So we're constantly going to be in that battle.
Yes. This is what life is about.
It's a test.
So it's a test, and you are either tested in different ways because of your desires, because of shaitan, because of your environment, because of your society. And this is why we have got this topic of misunderstandings, right? So we can learn that these are the challenges which are in front of us. How do we tackle them? How do we able to overcome them? It's, you have to have this understanding, and you know, it's important. So this is, you can say, another way of, another means of misunderstanding, our desires. The other is the friendship circle, the people we are with, right? So the surroundings who are we with, they will sort of make you have a lot of misunderstandings. And because they are pulling you towards their way. And when they are pulling you towards their way, you're not going to be thinking twice. You're going to be thinking, yeah, my friend's right. Or he's right. Or this company is right. Or the people you are involved with is right. It's not necessarily everyone you sit with are right. Right? What we should be really looking at, what does the Sharia say regarding this matter? Not what our friends are saying. Not what our company is saying. Or in any matter, whether it's what our parents are even saying, if there's against the Sharia, we will not follow that. Right? And so it's the thing what we need to be following is our the Sharia, our Islam.
You know, we have a lot of, you know, on the phone, you have, when you take a picture, you have a lot of filters, and you have the mono filter, or, you know, the colorful chrome filter, or something like that. So what you're saying essentially is we should have a filter in front of us, a filter which is only allows in what the Sharia permits.
Yes.
And subhanAllah, you know, even if we look at science and we look at cells, cells have a cell membrane, and that membrane, you know, sometimes it's called partially permeable membrane, and it only allows certain stuff, you know, to enter the cell. And you're saying we should have this membrane as well with regard to the Sharia. in order to, you know, solve these problems.
Definitely we should have, there should be reminders for us what is right, what is wrong. Alhamdulillah, the beauty is in the environment of Dawat Islami, there's always reminders, always things to learn, there's always things happening within the dini works, the religious works of Dawat Islami, that you got these constant reminders of different things, whether it's the weekly gatherings, alhamdulillah, where you're told about these sort of things. Then you have the weekly the questionnaire of Amil-e Sunnat Madani Muzakara, right? Every Saturday this goes live, and then you have the weekly booklet, right, which we are reading about different things.
You get knowledge,
right?
You're
getting knowledge from this to fight
shaitan.
Against your nafs, your shaitan. So the filters are provided by Dawat Islami, you can say. So Dawat Islami is providing these filters. That these, you know, time to time, different filters are being given to us, so just to keep us in the right place.
Subhanallah. So we need these filters. And you've given us another solution. You've told us where we can buy these filters from, or not buy it, but you've told us where
to gain them.
Where to gain them? The source of these filters. And so the final point you just mentioned, and we'll wrap up here, with regard to society and who you surround yourselves with, and that is a cause of, you know, major misunderstandings. Sometimes, you know, we're just brought up in an environment. You know, we don't pick and choose what country we're born. We don't pick and choose our neighbors. Not always, at least. You know, when you're still young, and that society really has an effect on you. We don't really decide that. You know, how do we get ourselves, if we realize that it's, you know, bad people we're living around, how do we get ourselves out of that? And is that an easy task?
I think before you, how do we get out of it, is first of all,
realizing it.
Right? It's important. A lot of people won't realize this, you know, because when you are in a mahol or in an environment, it's just like if you were to be sitting in a place where there's smoke, you're going to be so used to that smoke, it's not going to affect you. When an outsider will come and sit there and say, how are you guys sitting here? The smoke will be going into his eyes, he'll be coughing away with it. But you are sitting there as normal. Why? Because you've adopted to it. You got used to it. So first of all, realizing that if you're used to the wrong things, this is what you need to have the understanding. And again, going back to ilm, going back to knowledge, how you will be realized is when you are taught of these things, when you are reminded of these things, alhamdulillah, through knowledge you're going to get reminders. And if you want to realize that whether you are in the right or wrong, then be attending the ijtimas, the gatherings of Dawat Islami, traveling in the way of Allah and the kafilas of Dawat Islami. These are just ways of, you know, realizing, because people around you will remind you, right? There'll be a different mahol, a different company around you. Your society, your surroundings will be different than your normal surroundings. And that is the only way you will realize. I remember when I came in Dawat Islami, and just before that time I came into the mahol, the society I was with, I was living the life which they were living. And you know, they say that you are on the deen of your friends, right? So whatever your friends are, whatever they're involving, you're going to be on that, right? So I was, and then when I came into the, well, I went to the ijtima first time, I realized, well, where am I? This is something unique. This is something different. This is something which I haven't observed before. I haven't seen this. And then these sort of things which were coming to me was just, well, didn't think of that. Is it like this? Or even just taking your own wrong actions, your sins which you are committing, you won't realize them unless there's someone telling you of them. Right? You may know deep down that this is wrong, but because you're so involved in it, it's going to be like a norm to you. Right? You're not going to think of it as something wrong. And what you will be doing is you'll carry on doing it till the state of your heart becomes so hardened that advice won't even affect you. And that is a very dangerous stage. So before that stage comes to any of us, realize this, realize where you're wrong, realize your surroundings wrong, realize when where there is misunderstanding happening. If you don't realize it, then destruction is there.
Subhanallah. You know, I thought of an example. You know, when we were studying in school, we would have this, it's a silly thing, but you know, it really makes you think that some people would get like a post-it note, and they would write, punch me.
Kick me. Kick me.
And they would put it on your back. And you don't even know what's going on.
And everyone,
until, you know, somebody comes and, you know, tells, because you can't reach it and you can't see it. And you know, if there's a mirror in front of you, even in front of the mirror, you can't see it unless you have another mirror behind you. And unless someone tells you that, you know, you've got this stick on your back, a kind person maybe, you know, a compassionate person
you,
will come
you,
and
you probably get very few of them, right? And it's the same with in this situation. You get few people try to teach you what is right, try to bring you towards goodness. Majority of the people, you'll find that they are taking you to, they are taking us towards the wrong, and they are taking us. And it's a very good example. I think everyone's experienced that.
Everyone's experienced that. Yes. SubhanAllah. Viewers of Money Channel, Alhamdulillah, you just had a beautiful conversation about, you know, what causes misunderstandings and the consequences that misunderstandings can have. And inshallah, we will discuss this further in greater detail in our coming episodes. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allow us and He enable us to act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Misunderstandings that cause us pain. Clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.